station, any station. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November, Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Can I have a radio check, please?
KBKG4LSL, you are making it full quieting into the repeater.
Thank you, sir. How are you tonight? You got your lures fixed up?
Matter of fact, I just finished up another one. Kind of a rainbow color. It almost reminds me of the old chameleon color that Ford put out. And got some white pearlescence on it, and it's looking good.
Good deal. Well, I'm glad you enjoy that, but it's, you know, oftentimes we don't have things we enjoy that much, but it's just nice to hear someone when they're in that zone and found that sweet spot. Just try to find a way to keep it in that sweet spot, because sometimes when your passions turn into work, that's when things change, you know. But, you know, hey, ride that horse long as you can.
You're right, sir. And, I do. It is a huge passion of mine. I'm trying not to let it turn into work, but I'm kind of trying to let it turn into work in the same sense. It's enjoyable. I get to get my creative side out and get to play on the radios while I'm doing it.
You know, I know, but, you know, sometimes you need a break from both. You know, I got a radio in the shop, and I do some machining. I've got a machine shop, and sometimes I have to turn it off because, it's just kind of like, what was that number again? I can't remember my tolerance. And then, I got distracted by some guy making fishing lures, and he got my part all messed up. Now I'm going to have to start over. So, you know what I mean?
And a machine shop, that's one thing I've, always had an interest in, just never was able to get into it. I had an opportunity to buy a shop over in Doraville a few years ago, just wasn't able to pull the trigger on it. So, that's awesome that you can do that. And yes, you do have to kind of take a break and zone back into your work.
Yeah, I've never been able to multitask, so, I have to turn the radio on and off sometimes, depending on what I'm doing, projects or stuff I'm working on for fun that ain't that big deal, I messed up, well, let me cut it off and start over, but, I'm glad you enjoy that so much. I listen to you talking about making those things, and, I'd like to see one of them sometime. But I wouldn't even know where to start. I just too many curves. radiuses I don't do good with. But sound like you got it under control.
Roger. Yeah, but when a machinist screws up, that can get costly, especially if it's a block or a crank cam. Cylinder head, all it takes is 1/1000th of an inch. And it goes from a good part to a scrapyard. So, yeah, and I tell you, it's a lot of fun. And I am about to start putting some pictures of them up here on QRZ. I'll probably have them up by tomorrow.
But I'll check it out and shoot you an email. But like listening to your stories. Years ago, we used to in the military. We had a group of guys that once a year we'd go on a deep sea fishing trip and charter a boat, and go 50 miles out in the Gulf. I have to tell you about some of those fishing stories, but. Any rate, I'm getting ready to call the net. Anna's out of town, so I'm going to cover down for her tonight. But let me get my paperwork together, and appreciate the radio check, sir. You have a nice evening, and hopefully I'll see you on the net. It's KO4NUE, standing by.
I'll be here. I'm just getting ready to do some gluing on some eyes, so yeah, I'll be listening to the net. KO4NUE, KG4LSL.
CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. And all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. Tonight we'll begin with the pre-check-ins, starting with AMD, Andrew, in Simpsonville, W4FCM, Fred, in Traverse Rest, N4IEI, Miss Isla, also in Traverse Rest, K4XMR, Mel, in Prosperity, KA4ACL, that's Miss Ashley in Simpsonville, and KA3JCA, that's Mr. Richard in Simpsonville, and KA4JCA, that's Miss Sally in Simpsonville, and K3DOV, Upstate Anderson Radio Club, also in Simpsonville, KM4, North Carolina, KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy in Table Rock, and KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don in Piedmont, and KG4QLQ, Miss Linda, also in Piedmont. SW, Tony in Asheville, and KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack in Greenville, and my wife, KO4RYP, Miss Anna in Kentucky, and KB2BYQ, that's Mr. Dave in Easley, KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer, and KQ4ESO, Mr. Mike in Simpsonville, L4K4OSH, Mr. Pat in Malden, KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville, and KD2BNG, Glenn in Gray Court, and W4IOE, Mr. Sid in Fletcher. That was a big group. Echo Link stations up tonight, so we'll go ahead and start with Monday night. Echo through hotel, any station, echo through hotel. Please call KO4NUE.
And out tonight, and thank you for calling the net.
In. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZ and Harry and Candler, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
Please check in Wendy in Simpsonville, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. Please also check in my husband Mark, Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJB. We'll both be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for calling the net.
Welcome, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. Patrick, hope you're doing well, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome W4FHJ. That's Mr. Gene in Taylors. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, up in Candler. And KN4HTP, Miss Wendy. She brings along her husband, Mr. Mark, W2MJB, in Simpsonville. And Wendy, you sounded much better, ma'am. Nice to hear you tonight. All right, are there any additional stations that go through hotel? Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. November 4, Hotel, Hotel Charlie. N4HHC, Warren and Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
Warren, N4HHC, Mr. Warren and Taylor's. Hope you're doing well tonight, sir. All right, with that, we'll move on to the next group, which is India through Lima. Any station, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
KUE. KG4LSL. Kilo Golf 4, Lima, Sierra Lima. Jimmy and Anderson going to be negative to get words negative and negative, but we'll be hanging around just to listen.
Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. We're all being negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
NUE, November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello. I'll be negative and negative.
Welcome, KG4, Elmy, and Anderson. Jimmy, hope you're doing well. Also, Mr. James, KK4JFO, up in Tuxedo. And Mr. Jerry, down in Campobello, N4JBM. Appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight. All right, are there any additional stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE.
For NUE. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around for a comment. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
Welcome, KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry in Greer. Larry, have you down for some comments, sir, and I'll be back around for you in just a moment. Also, he brings along his wife, Miss Donna, KC4MFK. Miss Donna, I hope you're doing well tonight, ma'am. All right, any additional stations, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE. Move on up to EchoLink real quick. EchoLink stations only, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, hello again, Chad. Check in, KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen Greenwood. Good evening to yourself on the net. Chad, I wanted to know, Chad, that I absolutely enjoyed meeting you on Saturday at the Hamfest. Was a pleasure. It was a pleasure, like I told you, Chad, was a pleasure finally getting to meet you in person. And do be sure and tell me to say hello from me, or hello from us, KA4PQA.
Steven, it was a pleasure to meet you too, but I just grinned from ear to ear when you met me at the door. I just thought that was great. So it's always nice to have an eyeball cue. So, Anna is in Kentucky tonight, so I will not be able to tell her hello, but I will tell her when she gets back tomorrow. So with that, we'd like to recognize KA4PQA. That's Mr. Steven down in Greenwood. Steven, thank you for checking in with us tonight. All right, we'll move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE.
Okay,
please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Can you leave?
check in. Kilo Oscar, 4 November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm over here in Piedmont tonight. 73U Chad, all in that, be negative and negative, and it was a pleasure meeting you at the Hamfest past weekend.
Don't go anywhere. Got a message for you I need to pass along to you, but first let me recognize Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, for Delta Mike Whiskey, and her daughter, Miss Michelle, KM4MOQ. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4NNH, that's Mr. Fred in Piedmont. Fred, I'd like for you to get a message to your father for me and let him know that just as we were leaving the Ham Fest, your father won the drawing for the main radio. I'm not sure what the main radio was, but he won the drawing. He was not there to receive it. I did hear him say that they was going to ship it to him via UPS or something like that. But just want to make sure that that you knew that. You could pass that along to him for me, please.
KO4NNH. Chad, I'll let him know. You said that right as y'all were leaving, y'all heard him win the drawing?
You got a ticket when you came in the door, and they pulled his name. They had the grand prize radio. Not sure what it was, what kind of radio it was, but they called his name 3 times, and I went up and asked, because I knew who he was. I went up and asked the guy, you know, if he's not here, what happens? And he said, okay, well, we'll just mail it to him. So, you know, may want to contact Stephen down in Greenwood. He'd probably know what to do. But that's what I heard when I left from the announcer.
Okay, I'll let him know in the morning whenever he wakes up, and I'll he's got a PO box, so I'll have to let him know to start checking in here soon. Appreciate it. KO4NNH, back to you.
Did you recheck, sir?
Chad, I did recheck. I wanted to let you know that my wife also had a pleasure to meet you, also enjoyed getting to meet you in person as well.
You tell her I said hello, Stephen. It was nice to meet her too. So you're a very lucky man, sir. All right, with that, let me move on down the log. Any stations, any additional stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Sensenville. I'll be negative and negative.
To welcome KO4PXB, that's Mr. Lloyd down in Sensenville. Lloyd, appreciate you checking in with us tonight, sir. Please tell Miss Tracy we said hello. All right, with that, we'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango. Rossi, I'm mobile in Duncan, headed back to Moore. No traffic, no comments tonight.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, head in Brevard. No traffic. I'd like a comment with you. I ranked you after at the end of the formal net. Over.
4NUE. And please check in KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative once again.
U2T. Chad, have you talked to Tom today?
I did. I was going to tell you to give him a holler, but evidently you got it.
Yeah, I was on the phone with him on my way to rehearsal tonight, so I knew what the situation was, and hopefully everything works out fine. All right, just wanted to make sure. W2T clear.
All right, we'd like to welcome W2T. That's Mr. Rusty down in Moore, Duncan. Rusty. Moore or Duncan, either one. We'd like to welcome Mr. Rusty, WU2T. At WD8RON, that's Mr. Ed up in Brevard. And Ed, I'd love to hang around RagChew with you for a little bit. I'll be back around for you in just a little while. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG, that's Mr. Chris in Liberty. Chris, I hope you had a good day, sir.
All right, any additional stations Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Any station, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. KO4 Zulu, Victor, Mike, ZVM, Dan, and Greer, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
KO4NUE.
Whiskey, 4 Whiskey, Oscar, Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
NUE. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Kilo Tango. K-O-4-Y-K-T. Mark and Inman, I'll be negative, negative. 73 to everybody on the net.
Recheck one more time, Chad.
Let me recognize what I've got so far. Also, we'd like to welcome KB4ZVM. That's Mr. Dan and Greer. Dan, I hope that call doesn't sound right. If I didn't get it right, recheck with me. Also, we'd like to welcome K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Tommy, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And W4WOZ. That's Mr. Rod in the land of Waz. And KO4YKT. That's Mr. Mark in Inman. All right, any additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Evan, go ahead with your recheck, sir.
Okay. Good evening, Chad. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Zulu. KO4WWZ. Chan and Easley. I'll be negative and negative. 73 is everybody. And Chad, thank you for calling the net.
Chad, this is KA4PQA. I left a message for you. I left a short message for you in the chat box. Didn't know if you've seen it or not, but just to let you, didn't know if you've read it or not, but just to let you know, Chad, KA4PQA.
I got it. I apologize. I did know her name, but we'd say hello to Miss Jennifer for me, sir. And nice meeting her as well. All right, we'd like to welcome KO4WWZ. That's Mr. Chandler and Easley tonight. Chandler, I hope you are doing well, and I hope you had a wonderful day, sir. All right, with that, we'll move on to the next on the list. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. We'll move on to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative, and by telephone relay, WD4DYH. That's Johnny in Traveler Dress via telephone relay. Thanks for calling that tonight, Chad. Sounds good.
4HKX. 4NUE. Hey, Chad, this is KI4DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee. This is Daniel in Taylor's, and sorry about that. I need to hop on the radio a little bit more.
NUE. Please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4. BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I ain't got no comments, but no traffic, but I probably have some comments. Little wreck to you tonight.
KO4NUE. This is Roland at Pickens, Kilo 1,
Charlie Juliet Whiskey, K1CJW, negative, negative, and a very great evening to all.
Hold on a minute. Dave, can you give me Johnny's location, please?
His location is Travelers Rest, and his call is Whiskey Delta 4. Delta YH, Yankee Hotel. It's two D's in it. Whiskey Delta 4, Delta Yankee Hotel.
Dave, we'd like to welcome W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave and Greer, and WD4DYH, that's Mr. Johnny and Travelers Rest, and KO4HKX, that's Mr. Daniel and Taylor's, and KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt in Greenville, and K1CJW, that's Mr. Roland in Pickens. National stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
UE. Chad, Miss Anna, and Annette, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no shoe tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net. Tell Miss Anna we said hello.
Did you say you had any comments tonight, sir?
In and out tonight, Chad. I'm right in the middle of something.
I got you, bud. Okay. All right, let me back up and make a correction. We'd like to welcome KI4DTY. That's Mr. Daniel and Taylor's. And KM4BLH. That's Mr. Kurt in Greenville. Kurt, have you down for some comments, sir. And K1CJW, that's Mr. Roland in Pickens. And Roland, let me go ahead and recognize Mr. Gary. KI4DOS and K3JOY, that's Gary and Easley. Gary and Joy from Easley. And Mr. Roland, do you have any frequencies written down for me yet?
No, not yet, but I'm working on it, Chad. No, I got a problem with my hearing. I can hear 2 meters, no problems at all. But sideband, as you know, is a different thing completely. And I'm having a lot of problems with the HF, but I'm working on it, K1CJW.
I'll be up your way in a couple of days, and I'll drop by and visit with you for a few minutes and see. We'll talk about it. How about that? All right. Are there any additional stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE. Go ahead and open it up to the big group. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha. That's KG4, JIA, Dennis, and Gaffney. Good evening to you all on that. 73.
KO4, NUE. Please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4, Golf, Uniform, November. Say again. Kilo, Oscar, 4, Golf, Uniform, November. Nelson, and Greenville, and Roger Spartanburg. Negative, negative.
Him on the radio today, Daniel. All right, we'd like to welcome KG4JIA, that's Mr. Dennis in Gaffney, and KO4GUN, that's Mr. Nelson, en route from Greenville to Spartanburg, or vice versa tonight. Nelson, you be safe tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KF4NXY, that's Mr. David. He brings along his wife, Miss Marie, AF4SX, down in Possum Kingdom. And K4ROW, that's Mr. Richard in Greenville. And via telephone relay tonight, KQ4 Delta Whiskey Delta. That's Mr. Elijah in Inman. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. So we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net tonight. I'd like to thank each and every one of you who checked in with us tonight. And if you do not wish to hang around for the RAC2 portion, you may secure your station at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it's been a true pleasure to be your net controller. All right, first on the stump tonight is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. Larry, go ahead. How are you tonight, sir? How's Miss Donna?
NUE, KK4JBQ. And Donna. yes. Donna just returned, as a matter of fact, right at 9 o'clock from a Handel rehearsal. A lot of things have to happen when she comes home from a something like that in the evening. So, anyway, I just finished up my part just now, and I've been listening to the net on my extension. That worked real well as a receiver, at least with the right antenna. And how was your day?
This is KO4NUE with KK4JBQ. Let me just tell you. So you're talking about Miss Donna coming home, and you know you have to do certain things when you know the lady of the house comes home. So Anna has been gone with her sister up to Kentucky. It was part of her Christmas gift to go, you know, on a her and her sister are pretty close. So every year they go somewhere for a Christmas gift, which means I've been here for the past 3 or 4 days by myself, except for my daughter. My daughter's been home from Clemson helping me with her mom, care for her mom. Well, Abby went back to Clemson this morning, and I've got a little table set up here in the ham shack that me and Anna have our coffee in the mornings with. We like to call it coffee time with me and Anna and Patrick and the morning crew, because we sit around, drink our coffee, and the radio's in the background. So, you know, it's kind of a joke. But anyway, she's coming home tomorrow. And my daughter came in here to drink coffee with me this morning in the ham shack, and she says, "Daddy, what are you doing today?" And I said, "Well, I don't know, not much, I guess." And she says, "Are you aware of how messy this house is?" And I kind of looked around, and I didn't see any problems with it. But she said, you better get busy. She said, Mama's going to be mad at you. You've got to get this house clean before she comes home. So, to answer your question, all day I have been at it trying to get this house clean. I'm trying to figure out how it got in this condition in the short time that she's been gone, but I've got it, and I'm afraid to do anything. I'm afraid I'll mess it up again.
Just kill me. Yes, you don't know how it got in that shape. Well, most certainly it wasn't just you. There were contributors, you might say. And, this is how we keep peace. Is it not?
I explained to my daughter this morning that, have you ever seen the episode of Andy Griffith when Aunt Bee went away and Andy and Opie just messed the house, just tore it all to pieces? And they cleaned it all up, took them 2 days to clean it up, and they were afraid that Aunt Bee would not feel needed if she came home to a clean house. So they messed it all up again before B came home. And when she came home, she just fussed and fussed and fussed, and then, you know. Well, I explained to my daughter that that was my theory, that it's called the Aunt B principle. I got about 2 minutes into it, and she said, just stop. Just stop right there. Nope. Not going to work. You need to get the house cleaned today. And I just said, okay. So that's what I've been doing. It's not a stitch of dirty clothes, and I've got 2 dishes in the sink, and I think I might even mop floors in the morning, but it took me all day to get to this point.
Called getting your walking papers. In the military, they call it something else, don't you know? So, gosh. And you just recalled one of the programs that I could watch all day long. I really could sit and watch Andy Griffiths or Mayberry or, you know, whatever the iterations of that were. Even Gomer Pyle, you know, I think that had its place, and I enjoyed, especially when he sang. You know, it just, my mouth opened wide every time I heard him sing.
So I think the exact words or the expression on my daughter's face when I was explaining her the Aunt B principle was nip it in the bud. She wasn't hearing it. So, and she was very succinct about that. And I realized that today that my daughter is a young woman, and she just told me the way it was, and I said, yes, ma'am.
Said your daughter took lessons from her mama, and, you know, they speak about us, our gender, and there's certain things that are to be passed on from mother to daughter.
Well, I don't know what passing along has been done, but somebody did a good job, because she, like I said, she let me know real quick. So, you know, she hung around till, I don't know, 10, 11 o'clock today, and then got our mother-in-law straight, and then she had one went into town to run some errands, and she gave me that look before she stepped out on the porch to go get in the car, and she says, get busy, Daddy. And I said, okay, I just gotta, you know, salute it when she walked out the door, but, you know, there's no use fighting it. I messed it up, so I cleaned it up, but most of it was just wires and circuit boards, and I just, I didn't know I had so many soldering irons, but, you know, hey, it's straight now, so we're all good.
Okay, now you gave yourself away. Circuit boards, wires, soldering irons. I know who all that belongs to. You gave it away. Isn't that what you said? Nip it. Nip it in the bud. Isn't that something that Barney said?
Right. That's Barney Fife is notorious for saying, nip it in the bud. So, and that's shortly after he usually says that is when the pistol goes off on his belt.
Now I've got to find Barney Fife and binge on it. Not Barney Fife, but Mayberry. Yeah. Because that's good fun. That's, can I say, clean fun? And there are a few innuendos, but for crying out loud, that's comedy. And something that I could listen to all day long. And you feel good.
you know, just makes you feel good. And I like that feeling good every once in a while. Anyway, it's been a pretty good day here. I've been running around the house and, digging in all kinds of boxes and places, looking for the little button cells. You know, those things that go in watches and calculators and yada yada. And I've got a device, I think it is a calculator. I recall now that it's the first calculator, electronic calculator that I ever bought. Gave $10 for it. It's after, you know, they came down. Remember when they used to be advertised in the Radio Shack catalog for $379? And it was a four-function calculator, nothing special. And it's a big old honking thing, you know. But this I found in the grocery store. It's about 2 years after, you know, the introduction of such a thing. And I bought this calculator. It was $10. And I thought, wow, prices have really come down. And it was a good calculator. And it even had a switch on it so you could switch it to a clock, an actual digital clock. They kept excellent time. Anyway, I've run through all of my little button cells, little cards that I got from Harbor Freight and others. Went up something and you get a card of 10, you know, or at least four. So we had all these things to run through, and everything's too big. Got the right diameter, but they can be too big by half a millimeter, which is tiny to those who aren't metric yet. Really tiny difference. But the back won't close, or it won't slip under the clip to hold it in, you know. And I used to work, you know, part of the business I did as a jeweler was replace people's watch batteries at the counter. And we kept a stockpile of, I know, nearly 100 different battery sizes. We could replace anything walked into the door. I knew then, that's too many. That's way too many. But anyhow, there's my axe, and I've grounded a little bit tonight. KK4JBQ.
I've got a little plastic battery container that I keep all the batteries in, so the poles can't touch, you know. Took me a while to find a box that, you know, a battery won't turn around and short out, but I keep all kind of sorted and arranged batteries. You know, all this radio stuff, I mean, meters and testers and, you know, seems like they could find some way to make them all the same battery size. But it's just, you know, button cells and double A's and triple A's. And yesterday, for the first time, I went over and visited with a club member. And he showed me a 30 volt battery that is a little bit longer than a 9 volt battery. I've never seen a battery like that before. But it's, you know, the same dimensions as a 9 volt, just a little longer. But 30 volts. And the first thing popped into my mind was, if I see a 9 volt laying around, I'll grab it and stick it to the end of my tongue. If it zings you a little bit, I know the battery's good. I'll put it back in the battery box. But I don't know about that 30 volt one. I don't know if that'd work.
I tell you, when I was 9 years old, somebody pulled that trick on me, and I decided never to stick another battery in my mouth. Don't do that. First of all, it takes about, you know, a tenth of the battery life when it shocks you enough. It's a waste of power. Keep a little meter. I have a meter that I got from a former employer when they threw the counter display, it was provided for people to bring their batteries in, and rather than have us, you know, tie us up, we just provided that at the counter so they could test their own battery. And then they could purchase a battery right then and there. Some people got involved, those who wanted to be involved, but others just, you know, I'm paying you for the battery. I'm also paying you to tell me if I need a battery, don't I? Am I not? Anyhow, a good place to keep batteries is kind of important. And I don't know how many people. I would be interested to know how many people keep a special place, drawer, a box to segregate them, like you say. That's a good idea, and to keep the polarities right there, that's a good idea. Just driving me crazy. Batteries have driven me crazy forever. And I've got probably 20 different sizes of button cells. I just don't have the right thickness of button cell in the right diameter size. I will probably have to buy a cart of five or so, six maybe, to get the one. You know how it is. Anyhow, I'm going to turn you loose. I have had a joyful time, and it's been a true pleasure to have you as our net control tonight. Thank you. This is kind of a surprise. Who's calling tomorrow night? KK4JBQ.
You know, that's being, you know, a married team, is that you got a little bit of flexibility in the schedule. So she'll be calling tomorrow night, and she's going to leave Kentucky in the morning, so she'll be here after lunch. So it's time to, you know, I guess I'll have my cup of coffee by myself and the morning crew in the morning, and then, you know, give me a little time to mop floors, get them cleaned up. So I'm on my way. I just got a little more to go, but I swear I don't believe I did all this. But my daughter says so, so I just have to do what I got to do. But Larry, it's been a pleasure talking to you tonight, sir. And with that, let me see if there are any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KO4NUE.
Recheck.
Go ahead, recheck.
I believe there were two, but this is Dan, KB4ZVM in Greer. I was listening to what you were saying about housekeeping. I talked to my college roommate for the first time in a lot of years after Christmas, but before New Year's, sometime in there, and he was telling me about all the remodeling they were doing at their house, and I told him, well, my idea of remodeling was when it gets so bad, I go out and buy a Swiffer duster.
Exactly. Well, we've got these little pads that you know, you have to pull off of it and throw them in the washing machine, that kind of thing. But I just, I don't know. I honestly took a step back and looked, and I said, man, this is bad. But it's amazed to me that I was completely oblivious to it till my daughter brought it up, you know. So two loads of laundry, all mine, and then the second load of dishes in the all mine, and you know, all the pieces of wire and solder, and you know, definitely that's all mine, but you know, I was in denial for a few minutes, but she, you know, she wasn't having it, like I said, and I said, well, okay, well, let me just be fair, and let me sit back and look and see, you know, and, you know, so the day is gone, but the house is clean, and clean sheets, too, so I'm happy with the results. I'm tired, but I'm happy with it.
This is bad. Then I say, I think I'll go somewhere.
I can't. I gotta, you know. I wanna deal with the conflict. I mean, there won't be any, but you know, we don't need any problems. So if I messed it up, I'll own it and I'll clean it up. The thing, Dan, is with me is that the shop where you do, you know, all the dirty, greasy, nasty stuff down there, it's usually spotless. But I don't know.
The laundry room's a little bit different story, I guess. But at any rate, Dan, I appreciate the comment. But let me see if I can get any other check-ins and move on down the log, sir. Appreciate you dropping by tonight. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. All right, any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Next on the list is WD8RON. Mr. Ed up in Brevard, go ahead, Ed.
RON, I've been listening to you guys about cleaning up. I've been going through stuff, 50 years worth of stuff, trying to clean out all kinds of stuff, papers and films and whatever. What do you do with old pictures? My advice to anybody is never collect anything, particularly collections like owls or elephants and stuff. But run across things I haven't seen in a while. But I have a question for you. Let me take a break. Get my email with my contact.
I did, and I actually opened it and then got a telephone call and got distracted. So I'll take a look at it. Next day or so, I can't guarantee anything. The floors have got priority, and there's usually a distraction or 10 that happens, you know, around here on a daily basis. So I will attempt, let me word it that way, to take a look at it. But in gist, what have you decided to do?
I decided the thing's going to be roughly 1,200 to 1,300 feet long, and I want to leave plenty of slack in it based on conversations before. So somewhere around around 1,300 feet. And the problem is putting that much up. I want to do it in at least two phases with a couple of reels of 500 foot, starting at one side and working toward the road that you're familiar with. Join it there with called a ladder lock, LOC, where it hook in a ladder line going back to the shack. And rather than hanging that in the air where I can't get to it, have a short section coming down one of the trees to about 20 feet high, because I can reach that with a ladder, and then the other end coming down from an adjacent tree. They won't be horizontal, but I figure given the length of it, that short vertical break shouldn't really be a problem, because then I can get to it to join the two wires to a ladder line to come up to the shack. Otherwise, I can't reach anything. Over.
Question. Are you listening on this antenna? Is that what you're doing with it?
It's an HF, both listen and transmit. Over.
Do you have a plan as far as there a determined length to it? Or are you just going to kind of hope for the best, or what?
Length based on stuff I've been reading, but that's one reason I want it to come down to a place I can reach. I can put an analyzer on it and tune it. Over.
Okay. Well, I would know where to begin on how to tune something like that. I guess we're gonna find out. But I'm just trying to visualize in my mind what's gonna happen when you push that transmit button. I think it's gonna kind of run out of energy there at some point. But I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. But let me know when you get ready. I'd be interested to see what happens. Might be a mess, but like I said, if your wife's fixing lunch, then you know that's a plus.
Into that, she just says I can't have wires draped all over the place, and you can't see the ones I have up now unless you know exactly what you're looking for, except for one CB antenna, which is about the only one you can see. Everything I read about long loops. Is the longer the better, and of course you run into a terrain problem. A lot of people put these things hanging them from poles, but I don't have a way of doing that, and just drape them through the trees. And when talking to the people at the wireman, with 100 watts, it should still both resonate and get out. And they're supposed to be real quiet as far as receiving. Over.
All right, well, what kind of wire are you going to use?
18-gauge antenna wire insulated.
All right. Has it got a coating on it, or is it just bare wire?